Sack Gamers Podcast. Welcome to the Rusak Gamers Podcast, number 145, and the character generation episode of Doug's Fate Core game. It's a real quick episode this week. Doug is running a Fate game for us, and he originally planned to do character generation and a little gaming, but it took much longer to get our characters in shape than we'd hoped. Frankly, we just have very little experience with Fate Core. Now, the book that Doug is basing this game on is called Amped, and it is written by Daniel H. Wilson. We'll put a link to it in the show notes. As always, comments, critique, and general feedback can be left in our voicemail, 502-4141-RU, that's 502-4141-766, or send us email, roy@rusakgamers.com. Look for us on Facebook, Google Plus, Twitter, our blog, on Stitcher, and on iTunes. And hey, leave us a quick message or a review. Enjoy the show.
All right.
We're recording.
Hi.
My name's Roy.
I'm Doug. And
you are jumping the mic.
Hold on there, Sparky.
Shut up, Todd. I'm sitting in the big seat. Welcome to the game. So this is our first Fate Core game. We're playing a game based loosely, very, very loosely. Please don't send hate mail. On a book by Daniel H. Wilson called Amped, published in 2012.
And none of us knew that yet.
Wait,
this game is nothing like that. I read that book.
Good. That's good. That's good.
You call this a game. That game took place in,
book.
No, the book took place in pre-war South
Carolina.
Pre-war South and antebellum America. I mean, what is this? All right, you can delete that part.
You can delete that bumbling of nonsense.
No, that's it.
Yeah. Thank you for the bumbling nonsense, Todd.
Okay, so to my left
is Joe. And I don't know what I'm playing.
You had to think about it.
I did have to think about it. I don't know what I'm playing yet, but so far right now I'm Joe.
Is that it?
Late Lady Antebellum,
okay.
Something or another.
Yeah. To Joe's left is me. I'm Todd. Go, Jason.
I'm Jason. To my left is Bill.
Well, since he already said I was Bill, so I'm moving on to Roy.
And I'm Roy, and I don't have to run the game tonight. I could just sit here and play.
Full circle. Okay, so...
Jeff's not here tonight.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
So what I'd like to do is give you guys a little background to set up the world, and then we can talk about our characters and how they're going to fit into it, and then we'll burn up our characters off mic, and then we'll come back and play a little bit, introduce our characters. Okay. So... in the year 2015, a team of scientists led by Dr. Gray develops a neural implant called the Neural Autofocus. The Neural Autofocus, once implanted, makes mentally disabled and deficient children normal, even in some cases, smarter than normal. Scientists and surgeons finally provide epileptics and children with learning and other mental disabilities a chance at a normal life. Many of these implants were even provided to children of impoverished families in rural areas through the federally sponsored Uplift program.
He put air quotes on that.
Uplift program.
Did. Okay.
Many other children receive the implants as elective surgery. Soon after, wealthy families elect to have their children implanted to increase their intelligence and give them an advantage in business dealings. In 2020, a super PAC known as the Pure Human Citizens Council begins lobbying Congress to regulate the use of these devices, and through a series of legal maneuvers and new legislation has pushed the case to the Supreme Court. The case seeks to remove protected class status from implanted citizens. This is the year 2024. You have petitioned the Gray Institute, either directly or through a primary care physician, for inclusion into a study to test the next version of the Neural Autofocus. So, each of your characters starts off with some kind of disadvantage. So, either you're blind, you're deaf, you're psychotic, you're autistic, you have...
Lazy.
No, lazy's not a good one. Whatever you want.
Damn.
Lazy eye?
No. Nice. And because of that, you have come to the Gray Institute to receive a free autofocus, neural autofocus, to overcome whatever your disability is. So your background should be of limited means. Otherwise, whatever you want to be.
Age?
Whatever you want to be. Doesn't matter. Whatever you want.
Bill?
You could be old. Maybe you're, maybe you have Alzheimer's. You could be a teenager and maybe.
Who are you people? Why are you in my house?
Yes.
Okay.
Where's my bathrobe?
Get off my lawn!
Bill?
Yes.
So not what we thought it was.
Well, I didn't know what it was.
Yeah. What did you think? I had no clue what it was.
Me either.
Well, what was your preconceived notions?
We just thought you were going to do something more. I thought, and then Bill kind of backed out of it. I was like, I thought you were going to do something a little more straight modern, like something from today.
Well, it's today-ish.
It's modern-ish.
A little modern tech.
Yeah.
A little sci-fi tech. I think I said that.
Yeah, but I thought.
Okay.
Not in a bad way. Calm down, dog.
I'm not calm down. All right. So everybody's got their character sheet here and their character creation worksheet here. The skills in this game are well defined and in the book.
So we're using the main skill list, and
yes,
if we come up with an idea, can we lobby?
Sure, absolutely. And there's a bunch of stunts listed. There's like three stunts listed with each skill. You're welcome to use those. If you have a idea for a different stunt, we can talk about that too.
Oh, by the way, Maker's Mark 46.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, beautiful stuff.
Mm.
Lovely vanilla notes. Although Todd wouldn't notice, I think he's mixing it with cherry vanilla.
No, I did not. I had it just with ice, and it's okay.
What?
Yeah, it's okay.
Yo, you're down on it now.
I'm down on it now because I had, you know, first sip when you haven't had bourbon in a while. It tastes really good, but it's okay.
Half a bottle later, it's okay.
Yeah. It's like the guy was asking the guy at the liquor store about it and what he thought about it. And he says, if you like Makers, it's really good. And I was going, well, I don't really care for Makers. He says, but it's really good. It's really smooth. It's okay. He says, now look, if you don't like it, bring it back. We'll split the bottle. I'll drink half of it. You'll drink half of it. By the end of it, you'll love it. And I said, okay.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I'm drinking it straight. I think it's fine.
Okay.
So the implant fixes our hindrance. Does it like amp? Does it overly? Or well, do we, is that
we're not there
be,
yet.
That's okay. Going to be the thrust of the okay, game. But it. Yes. And when the amp was originally developed, it was developed for kids with learning disabilities. And once implanted, these kids became normal. So children that had lower IQs suddenly had 100 IQ. And what they found out is that they could use the amp in children that were disadvantaged in other ways. So maybe you were born blind, but it's because of a neural problem and not a problem with your eyes. The amp could take over that function of your brain and you could see. And in those kids, they actually became smarter than average. So the amp takes over a piece of your brain. Yes. They cut open your skull, they scoop out part of your brain, they stick the amp in, and you have a little port sticking out of your head. So that's how you know who's amped.
Ooh.
Which is the pejorative term, by the way. We'll get to that.
Port? Amp. Like a port. Plug-in
yeah.
port?
Like a well, it's USB. Well, it's a maintenance port. It's a maintenance port, but yeah.
Okay.
All right, so.
Stick it in your head.
Doug, it's been a long time since I've played Fate, so what's the first thing we need to do?
The first thing we want to do is you want to come up with the high concept for your character. So the high concept is the aspect that describes who your character is in the world. So you're a plumber from a middle-aged plumber. You're a lawyer who was born blind. You're a
reclusive law student.
Okay. So you're a college-age kid.
Mm-hmm.
Good. And so,
that's actually a pretty good one because it can cut both ways. I mean, you've got law student in there, which means you're smart already. Reclusive mm-hmm. means you've got problems that mm-hmm. we can compel.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good. Thanks for setting the bar so damn high.
There you go.
No problem. Happy to help.
And so what is your disadvantage that you want the amp for?
That would be your trouble, which is your second next aspect.
Right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Synesthesia is a great one if you're stuck.
What's synesthesia?
Synesthesia is where your senses are all messed up. So you see sound, you hear colors, you taste scents. That's synesthesia.
Yeah.
In other words, you're just nuts.
No, you're not nuts.
See, I was thinking maybe agoraphobic.
Well.
Or do you want something more than that?
Something more than that.
Okay. Sociopathic.
Sociopathic's good.
All right.
You're like Dexter.
Yep.
You're playing Dexter.
Okay, I'm working on an idea. I kind of want him to be homeless.
That's good. I was hoping somebody would be homeless.
From my vast experience of riding the bus in the mornings to work. But it needs something more.
Maybe you're a vet. Maybe you're a homeless vet.
Want to go off mics with this for a little bit?
Sure.
We'll be right back. Okay, wow. That was, wow. We don't necessarily need to talk about skills.
I'm just wondering how useful it would be for the listener.
Go over them real quick. You don't need to go into any detail.
Maybe your apex. Your
Bill.
Skill. Yeah.
Yeah.
The microphone.
Yeah, well, I'm just talking.
About I thought we were recording.
We are, but, you know, I can cut that out.
Okay. I can cut out anything Bill says.
Bill's clarifying. I don't cut Bill out. Bill's podcasting gold.
Yeah, no, as far as everybody is concerned, you know, Todd and Jeff don't exist, right?
Mm. Oh, no, you exist. There's just that much extra to cut out.
That's right.
The difference is that Bill is the voice of reason.
Reason, yes. That's right.
Yeah, and you're just a voice.
Bill.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bill doesn't talk as much as Todd and Jeff.
But when he does.
And Todd's voluminous amount of material in there. You
thanks.
Know. Todd's story time.
Hey.
I can put together. You want me to put together all the outtakes, buddy? The outtakes are predominantly you, me, and Jeff.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. If you want to know who yaks the most. Uh-huh. Okay, so we've done, we've sat here and we've jawed about character creation a whole lot, worked through some things, and,
nothing worth listening to.
No. It's painful.
But, oh God, it's painful. And yet fun.
Yes.
And
see,
it really is.
What you ought to do is put together, a very special edition of Rusak Gamers where it's
you're not letting this go.
No, it's sleeping. It's sleeping. It's if you need to go to sleep, you know, not sounds of the ocean, a bunch of gamers doing nothing and breathing.
I think every episode's good for that.
That's right. There you go.
Okay, so what we've done off mic is we've come up with the high concepts. We've come up with our trouble aspect. We came up with our names. We came up with phase one, which is kind of the background of your character, and we came up with phase two, which is kind of how these characters might have crossed paths in the recent past, and we've left phase three, and we're going to come back to phase three after a couple games, and we're going to fill that in with some aspect that was created during play instead of it being how you cross paths with somebody else. So we're doing that a little bit different than what's in the book. So let's go around and we'll have everybody introduce their characters and give their name and their high concept and talk about their trouble. And I guess let's go into the background, the phase one now.
Yeah. Everyone just give your name, your high concept, your trouble and, the phase one. Basically, why do you end up at the clinic?
Okay. So let's start with Joe.
Would it work better if we did name, high concept, trouble all the way around? And then start with phase one, and then the person who has the responding phase two connects right then?
Well, that's not a bad idea.
Sure, that's a great idea. Let's
good.
Do that.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, so my this is Joe. My character is a retired mixed martial arts fighter. He made his fortune and obtained celebrity status during the MMA boom at the turn of the century. He has a lifetime of fighting under his belt, so to speak, his championship gold belt. And as he's gotten older and sustained several beatings, he has become punch drunk.
So what's your high concept?
My high concept is retired MMA fighter. My trouble aspect is punch drunk. And His name is Jackson Fast Jack Ramirez.
Okay, so let's go to Todd.
All right. I'm David Lee Barrett. I am a reclusive law student. And I'll just read it straight off. I treat everyone as if they are beneath me, only because they are. I was first in my class without trying. I got what and who I wanted because I took it. I only beat that homeless guy because he was looking at me the way my dad did. Screw him. He deserved it. My trouble aspect is sociopathic.
Okay. We're gonna come back to your phase one story here in a second.
Thank you.
All right. I'm Kent Clark. My high concept is I'm a volunteer firefighter who's a pyromaniac. My trouble in aspect is, I don't even know how to butcher this one, but A-N-O-S-M-I-A, anosmia.
Anosmia.
Anosmia?
Is that right?
Anosmia? Anosmia?
Anosmia?
Yeah.
Which is the can't smell.
Right. Lost your sense of smell.
Very troubling to a pyromaniac.
Yes. It's kind of a problem.
I'm Bill. My character is Basil Salt. He's a renowned nanotech researcher, and he suffers from narcolepsy.
And Roy.
And I'm Roy, and my character is Tom Dooley, kleptomaniac drifter, and his troubled aspect is my legs don't work. He uses two canes to get around.
Okay, so starting back over with...
Fast Jack?
Yeah, let's start with Fast Jack. So starting over with Joe again. So Jack's the MMA fighter. So give us his background. Tell us what his phase one story is.
Okay, basically his phase one story, I pretty much hit on it. He was a fighter. He was a champion several times over. He made a ton of money, became very famous, very good at several forms of martial arts. And then as time and the beatings wore on, he became punch drunk and has lost most of his fortune and has lost his ability to fight. So his phase one aspect is had it all and lost it.
Okay. And Bill's character intersects with that. So right. Bill's Dr. Salt.
Dr. Salt was doing a clinical trial and Jack came to him to try and get help in his flagging career, to revitalize himself. So with my nanotech therapy, I was able to give him a longer shelf life, as it were, probably at the cost of just how punch drunk he is now. From that, he was able to take more beatings, therefore he took more beatings.
Great.
And the aspect I took off of that was I can make you better, stronger, faster.
So, Todd, give us your phase one again.
My phase one is I treat everyone as they are. The whole gist of it is that I got in trouble because I beat a homeless guy.
Okay. And your phase two, your phase interacts with?
Roy's.
No.
Not me.
No.
With Jason's. Okay.
Oh, with Jason. Oh, yeah. That's right.
Jason's. Sorry. So give us your phase two, Jason.
Well, I watched David from the Shadows when he was beating the homeless guy. Basically, I wanted to finish off the job and use him as kindling. He was already scrapped anyway. Figured I'd go ahead and use him up. So my aspect from that was never pass up an opportunity.
Never pass up an opportunity. Okay, so Jason, go ahead and give us your phase one.
My phase one is basically I was a college grad, volunteered as a firefighter, loved the fire, couldn't smell, lost the enjoyment. So that's why I was there. But I'm a wolf in sheep's clothing.
Okay. And, Joe, your fighter intersects with that, right?
Yes.
So let's hear your phase two.
Yes, my phase two is after a big fight at the arena, I ran across a young man trying to start a fire in the parking garage. I ran him off and put the fire out. My phase two aspect is always the Boy Scout.
Okay. And Bill, so Dr. Salt's phase one?
Yes, my greatest discovery was published by Dr. Albert Green, because I was asleep when he snuck into my office over several years and stole my research out from under me.
And your aspect?
I'm distrustful of others.
Okay. And Roy, you
intersected with that. My character interacted with him. Dr. Salt was riding the bus and snubbed Tom, who actually mistook his narcolepsy for that snub. So as Salt was getting off the bus,
Tom tripped him with his cane. Papers flew everywhere, and Dr. Green was able to find Salt's notes and see how advanced the research was. And so Green stole it from Salt.
And your aspect?
The aspect I took from that is petty revenge works for me.
Nice. Okay. And so last but not least, Roy, your phase one?
My history was I needed to fix my legs. You see, I can't walk, let alone run on these things. Problem is, I can't seem to hold on to any cash. So I ended up at the clinic trying to get into their freebie program.
Okay. And that intersects with
me.
Todd.
And his aspect.
Oh, sorry, your aspect.
Holes in my pockets.
Holes in your pockets.
Okay. And
your phase two.
My phase two was that the homeless guy that I beat was at the same place that Tom was. And I thought I was doing this where nobody could be seen, and Tom told the university and got me in trouble. And my aspect out of that is taking out the trash.
Taking out the trash. That's good. Okay, so that's going to wrap up tonight's game.
Do we want to quickly go over important skills and any stunts that are associated with them?
Yeah, let's do that. So let's go around and tell us what your best skill is and what your stunts are, I guess.
Okay. Joe, you go.
I'll go. Jackson Fast Jack Ramirez, he has a fighting is his great skill at a +4. And my stunts are killing stroke, tough as nails, and body language reader.
Okay. Todd?
Now all the, most of these are coming from straight from the Fate Core, correct?
Yes.
Yep. Yep.
I didn't know if anyone got anything new.
Yeah, did no one made up a stunt, right? Yeah. Words straight out of the book.
Not this, not yet.
Yeah, okay.
My number one skill is will. That's the great one. Do we want to go in any more, or is that just good enough?
That's fine.
Okay. And I picked 4 stunts, which is, I've read about that, linked with lore, the power of deduction linked with investigate, rumor monger, with contacts, and danger sense with notice.
Okay. Jason?
My great skill was craft. Stunts revolving around it were making useful things and surgical strike. And then my third, stunt was hard boiled for under will.
Okay. Bill?
Okay. My guy is obviously an academic. So lore is his highest. And I took specialist in nanotech for that. And that's the only, stunt I've taken at this point.
Okay. And Roy?
Tom Dooley's, great skill is burglary, and then his good are deceive and stealth. So I basically just pulled my stunt straight from those. So I've got always a way out, ninja vanish, and one person, many faces.
Awesome.
I like the ninja vanish as if, you know, he's just a homeless guy. No one actually notices him. He doesn't disappear.
Absolutely.
Fades into the background. That's good.
Fate point, and I just disappear for once per session. It's a nice little thing.
That's a nice one, yeah. That's going
to
come in handy, actually.
Yes. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
So where are we going to start next time?
Next time, we're going to start in the Engrais Institute. You guys are basically have shown up for surgery day.
Reading magazines in the waiting
You're
room?
You're sitting in the waiting room. That's where we're going to start.
Okay, and hopefully Jeff can join us, and we'll see a little bit about how you can bring a character in who hasn't participated in character creation.
Absolutely. We're going to read all about that this week.
I got to say, Bill and I were talking a little bit before we got started, the Fate Core book, the examples in there, really, really good.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
I mean, Bill was, I mean, what were you saying about them and how
they
are?
They flow. They're really well written. They use the same characters and the same campaign in all of the examples. So you understand what the examples are rather than trying to figure out what's going on. You already know what's going on. So you spot what they're trying to show you rather than trying to figure it out, which is a problem with some examples.
Yeah, I like it. It felt like somebody was playing a game and you were sitting there while they're playing the game trying to learn the rules. Yeah.
Yeah. One of the things I really liked, and it also is in the margins on the sides, like page 56, defining fate points. They actually in the margins have fate points, page 12, Fate Point Economy, page 80. I mean, it's almost like it's hyperlinked.
And in the PDF, they are hyperlinked.
Yeah.
You can click on those.
I mean, for hardback, like that one, you know, you can just quickly go from page to page if you need more information. It's really a good book.
I'm sorry, was that a hardback?
Oh.
Was that a hardback?
Yes, it was.
Oh, no, that was his head.
Now, Joe's got the Fate System Toolkit hardback over there.
Ooh.
Will do.
I'll have to get me a copy of that.
Okay.
All right, say goodnight, kiddies.
Goodnight, kiddies.
Goodnight, all.
Goodnight, guys.
Okay, so that is character generation. Doug says he can work Jeff in real easy next week. In the meantime, voicemail us, 502-4141-RU. That's 502-4141-766. Like us on Facebook. The address is facebook.com/RusackGamers. Follow us on Twitter. The handle is @RSGROY. Say nice things about us on iTunes, please, and do whatever goes on over at Google+. Finally, for legal reasons, I must remind you that you've been listening to an actual play podcast by the Rusack Gamers. This production is wholly owned by its creators and is distributed under the Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 3.0 Unported License. The opening song is Betty Betty by the Nunchucks. Amped is copyright 2013 Daniel H. Wilson. Fate Core is copyright 2013 Evil Hat Productions, LLC.